Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is The Cities. Thanksgiving is a time to spend with family. You know that. But this year, many of us may experience the holiday meal without loved ones. That's something Mr. Thanksgiving knows all too well. For 50 years, Bob Vogelbaugh has hosted a Thanksgiving dinner for anyone and everyone. His community celebration at Moline South Park Mall will be much different this year. There's no sit-down meal. Instead, you'll drive to the mall and ask for meals ready to go. I sat down with Bob Vogelbaugh to talk about this Thanksgiving tradition, how it started, and how he expects it to see 50 years next year. Thanksgiving's going to be different this year. I mean, how did you have to work forward to this day?
Well, as soon as this broke out, and knowing as it was progressing, I thought, okay, we're going to do something. And in my little brain that I have, I thought we can do a drive-by. And that's why I'm not really calling it the 50th year, which was supposed to have been the 50th, the golden year, but I'm calling it the 49 and a half year. And so I think this is going to be one of my biggest dinners ever.
By pure size.
Yeah.
And luckily you're at South Park Mall. There's a parking lot available for you to take care of all these people.
Well, yeah. The whole mall, for the first time in many years, is not opening at all on Thanksgiving Day. And not because of my dinner, but I think God bless merchants for being closed so people can be with their families.
Right.
You know, I mean. But anyhow, no, we're going to just have to be directing the traffic to come up by Von Maur there in that hall. And then there will be people out there asking, how many do you need? And then they will bring it out to you. No one gets out of their vehicles, not even on the bus. Metrolink will be filling up the bus and bringing people out. And then we'll go on and say, how many do you need? And that way, so.
The real big loss this year is that sense of community,
right.
That was so important to you, is to bring people together for that one big meal. That's the big loss.
The saddest thing, yeah. Because, you know, many times out there would be just husband and wife because their families were somewhere else in the country or whatever. Or, you know, it was just like, it was more like a party because I used to have a live band, then I went to a DJ, so none of that this year. And, you know, and then it was a sit-down dinner. You didn't go through the line. Your food was brought to you and everything. Well, it will be in a box this year.
In a very different way, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about donations? I mean, each year you've asked for donations. I mean, does this now cost you less, or is this actually more expensive?
It's more expensive this year.
I would think so, because you now have to supply the plastic, all of that stuff that is involved in a portable meal.
And I'm hiring the Hy-Vee people to do it. I mean, not to cook it, but to dish it up and everything. And and donations are way down because I don't think people are thinking Thanksgiving yet, or it's got in their mind that this dinner is still going.
But it is. How important is it that it did be, how important was it for it to be held this year?
I think it's more important. Every year is important, but I think this year, most of all, it's important because I have gotten some notes from people with a donation, you know, we're unable to go to be with our family for a large gathering, so they're going to be coming out and, you know, picking up and stuff like that. So I think it's very important, and also with people being laid off or cut back, you know, the need is there, whether people want to realize it or not.
But that was never really the full point of your Thanksgiving dinner. Was
no.
For needy people, so
it's
to speak.
It's never been a charity dinner, and this year it's not a charity dinner. It's a gathering of pilgrims and Indians for the first time, and that's what it's all about. No, I get so tired after Thanksgiving when it was the sit-down, I'd hear people say, oh, I saw so-and-so out there. They have more money than you could imagine. I said, well, good for them. I've said, you don't even know then what the dinner's about. It's a big community dinner of all walks of life.
For people who don't know or don't remember the story, this started 50 years ago.
Correct.
Why?
I own a little mom and pop's grocery store not far from here on 12th Street. And there was a grocery out front, living quarters in the back. But I didn't live there because I was open 6 days a week. And I could have lived there and saved rent money, but I thought, I can imagine Sunday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, there'd be a knock on the door. Can we get a loaf of bread or a quart of milk? And I thought, I'm not going to get away from the business. So anyhow, primarily maybe 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, primarily my mature customers, I don't use OLD, that's me. I say mature, but anyhow. Sure. My elderly customers, what are you going to be doing for the upcoming holiday? And it was almost a unison answer, just another day to be alone. Mm-hmm. And then a 20-watt bulb went off in my head and thought, well, why should this be? I've got these rooms. I can get card tables and chairs, and I got a walk-in cooler. I got a stove. I'm going to do a Thanksgiving dinner here. Well, when I started asking them, they were kind of reluctant. Well, why are you really doing this? Do we have to buy all our groceries from you? And I said, absolutely not.
Right.
I want to get the feeling of the first Thanksgiving. I don't think you're going to know each other. You could, and that'd be fine. But I want to, it's just like gathering pilgrims and Indians for the first time. And because of one lady, her name was Rose Hansen, that we're going into the actually 50th year, but she would come to my store in a cab, and then my butcher would take her home. And she never bought that much from me. And I said, I can't compete with a supermarket, but you pay to come here in a cab. And she said, with the perishable, she said, well, my stove is a hot plate, and my refrigerator is my window seal. And I thought, oh, my God, no wonder she doesn't buy that much perishable stuff. Anyhow, when the first Thanksgiving, when we were getting to ready to take everybody home, she came up and grabbed my hand, and she said, I want to thank you for the delicious meal I had, but what I want to thank you most of all for is the fellowship and friendship that I haven't had in years. And back then, I didn't generally look at the obituaries in the paper. Well, every morning, when I get up, I get my paper. Okay, I'm not in there. That means I got to get dressed and go be a school crossing guard. But for some reason, it was right before Christmas that year. I got home one night from the store about 9 o'clock, and in the obituaries was Rose Hansen, 89. She was going to be buried. Her service was going to be the next day at Esterdahl Funeral Home. At that time was downtown Moline, a half a block from my store. So I quick ran over there and to see her. Well, when you go to all these visitations and you see all these massive flowers, I think something could be done for a charity.
Right.
Well, Rose had none, but she did have flowers for her. I made sure she had flowers for her service. And I thought, you know, there's a lot more Rose Hansons out there.
There are.
That do not come to my grocery store. And because of Rose Hansen, that's why we're actually going into the 50th.
Well, and you have the Rose Hansons of the world who have said thank you to you in particular, but you must hear these stories, as you said, or get these moments of thank you time and time again, which is worth more than anything else.
Oh, yeah. What you get from that, money can't buy, whether people believe me or not. I mean, you know you're helping somebody, not to be alone on a holiday, or, you know, or to be with a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying? And all the money in the world can't replace the feeling I have on Thanksgiving Day.
Every year you must look back and go, that was an accomplishment. We got that one done. Now you look back at 50 years of doing this, and it's an amazing accomplishment, isn't it?
It's because of everybody that I have two key volunteers. Vicki Burtsell Baker has been with me forever, and Connie Maculay, the administrative assistant from South Park Mall. I can't give those two ladies enough credit, and so many other volunteers that, but it's just amazing how people want to help. And, you know, they're the ones that are making it. Generally, when the dinner starts, I'm not being humble or modest. I let everybody else take over. I will walk down the mall away from the dinner because I've had enough of with the media being on me. Now I want it on everybody else.
What can people expect on this particular Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, how do people, do you just show up? What do you want people to do?
When all you have to do is stay in your car, drive up, you'll see where we're going to have signs and people directing traffic out there at South Park. It's going to be down by where the food bank is, down by Vomar in that hall. But you just stay in your vehicle. Someone will come out. How many dinners do you need? They will go in and say, we need 4 or 5 whatever dinners. Then it's taken back out to the car and handed through the window. And then they have to drive on then.
When does planning for 50 and a half, let's say, or the 50th start? I mean, next year's project hopefully will be back to normal?
I sure hope so. I mean, you know, I would like to, you know, end the 50th next year without COVID, you know. So I'm just, you know, just got to take one day at a time. You never know what's going to happen.
But 50 next year... The unofficial, well, actually, that's the official 50. Might say the 51st.
Yeah, I know they will. I know some people have had a hard time for me to call 49 and a half, but I've said the 50th was supposed to be the golden year. There's nothing golden about this year.
But it must be that you really want to do something special for the number 50.
Oh, yes. Yeah. One thing I would like to have, if she would come, and she probably wouldn't, was Ellen DeGeneres. Just shock everybody that she would, because, you know, you can talk about it, Jim, and I tell people, you know, nothing against the media, TV, or radio or anything else, but I said, you just need to come down there when it's going on to see the love that's projected by everybody down there, from the diners to the servers to everybody. I'm not being humble again. It's not just me. It's everybody. And there's no one more job that's important than anything else. It takes all this to make it go.
That's Mr. Thanksgiving, Bob Vogelbaugh.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.